The title of today's blog post is, I'm a Victim of My Thinking. Victimhood is a self-fulfilling prophecy, measurable by the amount of time we spend thinking about and talking about being a victim. The grasshopper started this line of reflection when he said, the way to stop being a victim is to stop thinking you're a victim. Victimhood is not in your DNA. It's conditioned by what you think about day to day. Who hasn't heard someone say something like this? If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all. Perhaps that's something you say. Let me quote photography guru Peter Hurley when he hears photography students telling their clients to smile. Stop it, people. Stop it now. I always attract the same kind of people in my life. That's a very revealing statement. It reflects a belief you hold. And that begs the question, what is a belief? It's something you thought about over and over until it became second nature. Yes, people have been victimized, and that's a real thing, one that needs to be acknowledged and addressed. But it's something that turns into drama when you tell your story of being a victim over and over again. That practice gets us to believe we are a victim. Victimhood is a belief, one that isn't serving you well. Continually citing the times you've been a victim is a history lesson, not indicative of your future fate. But history will repeat itself if you continue to tell the stories. Giving up the belief you are a victim begins when you recognize and interrupt your thoughts of being a victim. This practice involves getting a wedge between stimulus and a conditioned reaction. That wedge is recognition. Recognize that you're thinking that you're a victim. Interrupt that thinking just by noticing that you're having that thought. In that moment of recognition, you'll create a space in your thinking, a space for something new to come through. Just like Peter Hurley's directive to stop it now. Direct your thinking by recognizing and interrupting it. It's the way to stop being a victim of your thinking. All the best, John.